always said in Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary.
For the love of revolution, for the life that I lead. Es por eso que yo, yeah, por la familia que yo quiero, for my beautiful niece. Es por eso que yo, yeah, for the future of the youth.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. This is our day in history, December the 5th. That was the voice of Fred Hampton, who was murdered by the FBI and the Chicago police on this day in 1969. Before we talk to Paul Coates about that event, what that means then, what it meant then, what it means now, let's talk about our day in history beyond this murder of Fred Hampton. This was on this day in history. This was the day in 1881. That the first edition of the L.A. Times was published. This is the day in 1943 that Franklin Delano Roosevelt closed down the Work Progress Administration because of high levels of employment because of World War II. Maybe we need to think about Churchill and Roosevelt and the putting America back to work. We can do it. If they can do it for a war, can we do it for peace and building our country? Is a question we should be asking. This is the day in 1954 the first Burger King was opened in Miami, Florida. And there goes the descent of our eating habits in America. And this is the day in 1978, following the murder of Mayor George Moscone by Councilman Dan White in San Francisco, that Dianne Feinstein becomes the first woman mayor of San Francisco. Of course, now we know she's a U.S. senator. And Dan White used his Twinkie defense, saying that Twinkies drove him crazy from eating them, which is why he killed the mayor and others that day, the Twinkie defense. This day also in 1992 was the day that George Bush ordered 28,000 troops to Somalia. And in 2005, thousands of people demonstrated, tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Hong Kong to protest for democracy. On this day in 1927, Duke Ellington opened at the Cotton Club for the first time. And in 1909, talking about newspaper foundings, in 1909, the Amsterdam News is founded. One of the great newspapers in America, black newspaper out of Harlem, New York, was founded on this day in 1909. And this day in 1906, the first black fraternity was founded, Alpha Phi Alpha, formed on the campus of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. And on this day, demonstrations began across America by the NAACP at the screening of The Birth of a Nation. And if you don't know about that film, you should look it up. It's a film that just glorified the Ku Klux Klan, denigrated black people in America as less than human, and was a huge hit in this country. And the NAACP stood up in 1915 against that. On this day, Rainer Marie Rilke was born in 1875, an incredible poet. We'll be hearing some music during the course of the hour from other people who were born this day, like Cassandra Wilson in 1955, and Jay-Z, born in 1969. This is also the day that one of the great poets of the world, Omar Khayyam, astronomer, mathematician, philosopher, died on this day in 1131. And on this day, a name you might not even come to your head immediately, in 1971, Shunryu Suzuki passed away. He was a Japanese-American spiritual leader who founded Zen Buddhism in America. And he passed away on this day in 1971, as did in 1975 the great German philosopher, thinker, therapist Hannah Arendt, who wrote about evil in ways that make us think today. When she wrote about Adolf Eichmann and his trial, and talk about the everyday nature of evil in our world. This is all day in 1993 that Baltimorean Frank Zappa passed away. This is our day in history, this December the 4th.